And along those lines, I was speaking with Lee Henderson, who is an artist and writer from Regina, and we were talking about immaturity in the community in terms of individuals who do not like criticism and perhaps wish to take their art and go home, although they never seem to, in fact, take their art and go home. They tend to make other people suffer for it still, or suffer for their inability and incompetence. And Lee sent me a wonderful link, and it's something that I told him that I would like to do on the show, and he told me I would have to perform it, and then he said to me that could mean whatever I liked. So I'm just going to try and put on that good old-timey religious hour effect for what I'm about to do next. And again, with many thanks to Lee Henderson, this is a regional declaration of evangelical criticality, or a proposed set of vows for provincial cultural producers with only a hint of overstatement and sardonism. So, I'm throwing this out as a manifesto, a regional declaration of evangelical criticality. I will create responsibly. Art is not an inherently good thing. More of it is not an inherently good thing. I will not point to Clement Greenberg's brief presence as evidence that Saskatchewan is artistically innovative. I will not point to Aldous Huxley's brief presence as evidence that Saskatchewan is politically progressive. I will not point to John Cage's brief presence as evidence that Saskatchewan is intellectually open. I will not go to Emma Lake as an artist. I might go to Emma Lake as an arsonist. I will never create a portrait of myself as Vincent van Gogh in the style of Vincent van Gogh or titled Vincent. I will never buy the Saskatchewan Encyclopedia. It is bullshit. I will ask more of everyone. I will demand more of myself. I will employ my intellect, even if I am not an academic. And I will employ my intellect, even if I am an academic. I will not say photography when I mean pictures. I will not say pictures when I mean images. I will be ferociously interesting. I will not advocate that art should be fun. I will include the sound of the letter T when I say painting. I will not agree with CARFAC, Saskatchewan Craft Council, Saskatchewan Arts Alliance, Saskatchewan Arts Board, or Canada Council policies simply because I am expected to. I will agree zealously with them on occasions where they actually make sense. Upon encountering the work of any of the following, I will scream and run at full speed in the opposite direction. Joe Fafard, Vic Sikansky, David Gilhooly, Marilyn Levine, Jack Suris, David Thauberger, Wilf Perot, William Perahudoff, Eli Borstein, Ron Bluer, Doug Morton, Ted Godwin, Art McKay, Ken Lockheed, John Nugent, Joni Mitchell, Lindner, Ernst, not Dagan. I will not move to Alberta, quote, because of the money, end quote, just as I did not move here, quote, because of the people, end quote. I will not confuse form with content. I will not evade discussion of content by instead discussing color, line, technique, style, or arbitrary assessments of the shininess of an object. I will not assume a thing is good simply because it is here. I will not assume a thing is bad simply because it is here. I will not make pictures or sculptures or performances about or consisting primarily of grain elevators, wheat fields, the prairie sky, skulls, phalluses, breasts, tractors, prom dresses, stripes, or my own blood. I will not make crappy art drawing. I will not shirk my roles as a public intellectual. I will praise rigor and assault laziness. I will be very conservative in my use of the term site-specific. I will be conservative in my use of the term installation. I will be conservative in my use of the term multidisciplinary. I will operate with the understanding that white people now have less in common with white people 200 years ago than they do with Aboriginal people now. I will operate with the understanding that Aboriginal people now have less in common with Aboriginal people 200 years ago than they do with white people now. I will operate with the understanding that Aboriginal people and white people have more in common with each other than they do with rich people. I will not sacrifice exclusivity and a 50% commission to any dealer, local or otherwise, who does not ram my work down collectors' throats. You are sitting on your collective asses and you should be ashamed. I will assume that any gallery that relegates local work to its project space is being deliberately patronizing and insulting. I will not say art when I mean craft. I will not say craft when I mean arts and crafts. I will not classify as art that which is more readily one or more of the following traditions or spheres of human activity. Cinema, theater, dance, literature, socialization, entertainment, design, decoration, philanthropy, pedagogy, or hobby. When I hear the words great opportunity, I will reach for my gun. When I hear the words demystify, I will reach for my gun. When I hear the words inner city, I will reach for my gun. When I hear the words downtown core, I will reach for my gun. When I hear the words I love Regina, I will reach for my gun. Lee is based out of Regina. I will not say beautiful when I mean pretty. I will not say aesthetic when I mean beautiful. I will not use the term mediums unless I am referring to people who speak with the dead. I will spend my energy justifying the art I need to make, rather than in making art that is easily justified. I will dispute openly the validity of claims made in curatorial statements. I will not call myself an artist if I do not primarily occupy myself with the creation of artworks. I will not call myself a curator without practicing the professionalism expected of curators. I will not curate my own work or that of anyone who may be my spouse into an exhibition. That is crap. I will refute the idea that Regina has ever preceded or won up to New York. I will equally refute the idea that Saskatoon is similar to Paris, France, in any way. Again, Lee is from Regina, but I sort of am adapting parts to Saskatoon. I will recognize art as the occupation of people who have no choice but art. I will not use benevolence as an excuse for mediocrity. I will not use regional identity as an excuse for intellectual laziness. So that was a regional declaration of evangelical criticality, and again, a huge thank you to Lee Henderson, who I sometimes think is one of my colleagues in terms of how it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I'll be posting a link to that on the Facebook page. So this has been the A-Word on CFCR 90.5 FM. I have been your host, Bart Gazzola, although as I said, I believe I channeled Lee Henderson for part of this show. And hopefully, you'll be joining us next week.